All right, y'all, it's spring, and you know what that means. It's time to start planning our summer festival traveling. Yep, it's time to get into my Airbnb bag cross-country, a.k.a. Time to visit my homes all across the country. And you know what I never think about? Why not list my own spot on Airbnb and host some folks at my house? I mean, my house is cute. Yes, let's make money while we're spending money. Just trying to help you out, man, because your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. This classic episode was produced by the team at Pandora.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Fonte, Fontigolo, holding it down for Team Supreme, giving you this week's classic episode of QLS. On this one, we take it back to the 2018 Roots Picnic live in Philly. There, we revisit our onstage chat with my mans, my brother, Dr. Mark Lamont Hill. We discuss some serious issues. We get really candid about music, and I pretty much disagree with everything he say, but I still love him. That's my man. We have a good laugh. So it was a good time. Episode 99, this one originally aired August 29th, 2018. It's a quickie, but it's a good one. Y'all enjoy. QLS, Mark Lamont Hill, Fontigolo. Yeah.
Suprema, Suprema, roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema, Suprema roll call. Suprema, Suprema roll call.
My name is Questlove.
Yeah.
This is my picnic.
Yeah.
You do not like it.
Yeah.
Get off. Well, my mom is here.
Suprema, Suprema roll call.
Picnic.
Suprema,
hey, man, my mama.
Roll call.
My name is Fonte.
Yeah.
Some say I'm a sage.
Yeah.
Questlove Supreme.
Yeah.
Eating chicken on stage.
Roll call. Suprema.
Expensive jeans over here.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema. Roll call.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
I don't think we're recording.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we are recording.
Yes.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema. Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
I'm unpaid bill.
Yeah.
And dilly dilly.
Yeah.
Questlove Supreme.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Philly.
Oh, shut up. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
It's my ear.
Yeah.
I'm really wet.
Oh, yeah.
This leather couch.
Gross.
Got me all upset.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema, roll call.
My name is Mark.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Van Jones canceled.
Yeah.
I got invited.
Roll call.
Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Shit, that was awesome.
That was good.
Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Woo. Greetings, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
My beloved city.
You welcome. Always come before Van Jones, P.S.
Welcome to a special edition of Questlove Supreme, live on location from the Festival Pier, the site of the Roots, the 10th annual Roots Picnic in my hometown of Philadelphia.
Yes, give it up.
Yeah. Thank my you, name Questlove.
Is, my name is Questlove, proud Philadelphia. And today I brought Team Supreme with me. To my far right, Fontigolo Coleman.
What up?
The once and future and not former member of Little Brother, current member of Foreign Exchange.
Yeah, yeah.
Incidentally, his No News is Good News album is still
out right now.
A great piece of work.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
Cop it, even though he's eating chicken.
I'm eating baked chicken.
All right.
Sensible.
We'll pass for
sensible.
That. To my super far left is our resident EGOT or ghetto, G-E-T or E-G-O-T. He has an Emmy for your work on Sesame Street, a Tony for your work for In the Heights, and you have a Grammy for a little well-unknown play called Hamilton.
That we did together.
All right. Nah, I mean, you know. This ain't about me. It's about you. Bill Sherman.
It's a little bit about you.
To my right here, host of the owner and CEO of the Sugar Network.
Sugar Network.
On Instagram. For all you music heads out there, you can follow him on Sugar Steve.
You'll be one of seven.
S-U-G-A-S-T-E-V-E, Sugar Steve. But before the whole Sugar Network stuff, he was a longtime engineer for some of your favorite Soulquarian related projects like D'Angelo's Voodoo, Commons like Water for Chocolate and Electric Circus, Erykah Badu's Mama's Gun, most of the Roots albums for Never Novelty, Tipping Points, and whatever.
I don't remember a lot.
He's engineered, produced, or song wrote for, you know, artists from Elvis Costello, worked on Kanan, Amy Winehouse, wow. Roy Hargrove.
You killed me.
Prince.
I can't believe Britney, you're doing
wait,
me
what
last.
Did you do on Britney Spears' album?
I think I recorded some like fake horns.
Anyway, Sugar Steve, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Where are you going, sweaty butt?
Already. Wait, what's?
I'm testing something out.
She's doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, to my left, we have the first lady of course. Wait, why are you dreading your intro?
Because I don't got no Grammy, no Emmy. I ain't had no records. Like,
yeah, I mean, you're sometimes Philadelphian. You're Philadelphia now, right?
I am, yeah.
Because usually on the show, you claim D.C. But
I'm in Philly today.
Yeah.
I was bred in Philly.
You're always a Philadelphian
to me. You were bred in
Philly.
That is true. That's very true.
She's been a presence on Philadelphia radio from all of them. Power 99, Radio 1, PGC.
Yeah, PGC.
Hot
107.9, boom, all of that. All the ones that's here today out there giving y'all fans.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome, Laia, to It's Laia. And our guest today is not Van Jones. He's a political commentator, author, journalist, social justice activist, and all-around hip-hop head.
Some days.
A Philadelphian. Not to mention owner of the super cool and trendy Uncle Bill. Okay, wait. Uncle Bobby's Coffee and Books in Germantown.
Yes, sir. Yes. Bringing them home.
Yes.
Make sure y'all go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest today, Mark Lamont Hill.
Yes, indeed.
That intro took 45 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'll see you later.
Have a good night.
Anyway, all right, Mark. So normally this show is 90 minutes to like 4 hours or 7 hours if you're Jimmy Jam. Yeah. We only have 45 minutes, so I don't know where to start. I mean, we can go with Russian collusion. We can go to protesting in sports.
Oh, y'all going hard.
The criminal justice system.
Are
you Team Drake, Team Pusha?
Oh, yeah, I need to know about that, Mark.
Have you canceled Kanye yet? What was JR thinking in the last 5 minutes of game one? I don't know.
Whoa.
Did you get an invite to Wyoming?
Yeah, Wyoming.
I did not get an invite to Wyoming.
I got Questlove. Did you get an invite to Wyoming?
I got a 6:25 a.m. invite to Wyoming.
Wow. So you got a last minute.
I thought it was a trap, though.
In this show.
I thought it was a trap.
And Mark, too. And Banjo.
Well, you know most black people are like last minute. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought it was a prank because I was in my sleep, and then suddenly I got an alert saying, can you come to Wyoming?
Did you go?
No.
Okay.
Why didn't you go?
No, I wouldn't have went there.
Well, his same day?
Oh, because Fonte in the group text shut it down.
Nah, I wouldn't have went there.
Why,
like
Fonte?
That sound like Get Out Part 2, nigga. I ain't going to... I'm going to Wyoming and listen to no fucking rap music. What the fuck wrong with y'all? I don't know.
Y'all met Fonte, the rapper that hates rap?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, Fonte had a point. Like, why travel to Wyoming for 7 songs that is going to...
Because you're part of a thing.
20 minutes.
Plus, be on your phone and like.
Yo, I'll be honest with you. 3 people hit me and said the s'mores were banging.
The s'mores.
They had s'mores.
That was the first thing.
Yo, he is so fucking gone. He's gone.
But have you heard the record?
Yeah, I heard the whole album. I mean, I could have heard it on the way here. It was like 12 minutes. The intro was longer. The intro to the show was longer.
Here's the thing.
Yo, they said Black Thought's EP was longer.
Facts.
Facts.
Here's the thing, though. But the thing is that, you know, as far as like bloated albums are concerned, like that started with Public Enemy's It Takes a Nation of Millions. Like the first time I saw a single album with 16 songs on it and interludes and all that stuff. And Chuck's logic was that he knew that cassettes were 45 minutes each. So he wanted to perfectly time it so that he fills up each set, side of a 45-minute cassette. But then everyone else followed suit. Suddenly De La Soul had like 23 songs. But, I mean, if you look where all the albums that we claim are classic,
yeah,
most of them joints are like 31 minutes. Like Stevie Wonder's Inner Vision is only 31 minutes.
True.
Illmatic.
You know.
But did any of them have a whole track of "I Want to Kill Myself"? I think I want to kill myself.
Is that what it's about? Is that what it sounds
like? The
first,
the whole first song.
No, like he wanted to kill you first.
Yes.
And but you know, but he loves himself more than he loves you, and he.
That's
wanted
why,
to,
sisters, we gotta hold on to Mark because you know, as soon as we let them go, that's what happens, or as soon as they leave us. Snoop was right.
But no, but I think that mental health in black people are definitely, I mean, that's an issue. Yeah. All right, there's two sides of the issue,
because
I feel as though
families.
Some people feel as though it's, I don't know what you would call it, like his performative bipolarism, like is it real if everything's on display?
Yes and no. I think because what happens is like you could already have an issue and then the bipolar just magnifies it. So you could be an attention hog and not be bipolar. But if you are an attention whore and then you bipolar, then you end up tweeting every 10 seconds. You know what I mean? And you end up, you become Kanye.
Or Donald Trump.
Same thing.
What were your thoughts on the album? Like, have you given it a thorough listen? Or
I haven't given it. I listened to it.
Is he that canceled?
I played it in Uncle Bobby's because people wanted to hear it, right? There was no clean version, so I just played the whole album.
Right.
I thought it got better as it went on. I thought sonically it was dope. I thought by the end, the best tracks are the ones where he wasn't rapping. Like, I think it was track 5 or something, he wasn't rapping. There's one track where he doesn't rap.
Right. Where he sings.
I think it's the Charlie Wilson jam.
This
I like
amazing.
That jam.
When he's not rapping, I feel
you
much
like
better.
Like it because he's singing.
Yeah, because Charlie Wilson, who going to bet against Charlie Wilson?
And, well, actually, I was saying his singing on track 5 was dope. I mean, I like the
singing.
Yikes song. Because, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Mine is Wouldn't Leave and the Charlie Wilson jam.
Now, everything look at this. Now, y'all done went to I Don't Fuck With It to knowing the names of the songs.
We still studied,
but that's not a good sign. Like, when I can name the two songs I fuck with, that's not the sign of a good album.
Even when it's only 7 tracks?
Nigga, that's even more. Like, you only had 7 times to get the shit right.
This nigga had 16 songs, you only like 4.
Yeah, all right, like, you went 2 for 7, nigga, really?
Let's include the fourth wall of who's watching this right now, because we can't ignore our audience.
That's
look
right.
At all these people.
Show of hands. Have you listened to the album more than 5 times?
Wow.
Wait, 2 people?
3.
Wow.
3. I got a guy in the back.
Have you listened to the album at least once?
Okay, word up.
Did you just do the 30-second skip, 30-second skip, 30-second skip?
Yep.
Gave it a whole.
Is Kanye completely canceled?
Oh.
What?
General
yo, you know what, bro? No.
Are you just indifferent? You don't care?
No,
damn, it's kind of
no.
A,
listen, last night we had a moment. So at Johnny Brenda's Knife was spinning, and I want to say Mike Nice dropped. Was it Get By or was it what's the Kwali and Kanye record?
Get By.
I think it was Get By. He dropped Get By, and people started booing.
No,
I've never seen that shit in my life. They, I was like, what?
I think they booed for another reason.
I was about to say there could be multiple reasons.
Well, it's the Kwali and the Kanye combo may be the issue, but it's more Kanye because we're kicking him out. He's gone. But after the Whitney stunt, it's rap.
Can we talk bigger picture? Why are we no longer fucking with Kanye? Why?
I told you.
Why?
I mean, I think one, we're getting older. It's not like I've never, despite what the perceptions of me wearing the t-shirt and all that stuff, like I didn't go in public and say, yo, I'm canceling Kanye. I mean, because I'm still looking at his tweets. I still spent a good portion of my day analyzing the music and all that stuff and the engineering, the stuff that I normally do. I mean, I'm cool on it. I mean, part of me is like, okay, I.
Whatever, I'm looking forward to the new Roots album. Like,
yes, indeed.
I know that my black thought is fucking with my black women, and you know, he is uplifting them and not exploiting them. So I'm going to do that.
Okay. Well,
Kanye has felt me, and I feel like he's felt all the sisters. So let's move on. That's how I feel about it.
I appreciate
not us. I just mean the sisters. Let's move on.
How you feel the sisters, though?
Oh my God!
I'm just saying, because if you cancel every artist that don't fuck with black women.
No, it's not about not just fucking with us. It's on top of the fact of what you say about black people, like on top of your statements, on top of who you sit beside, on top of the fact, yo, I can't believe you didn't let that chick name your daughter Donda and you went to, like, that's, it's just so many levels
this
to
this thing.
This
is about to be a whole nother part.
On top of the fact, on top of the fact.
Let me get the theme ready.
My bad, though. I ain't know.
Yeah. What about licensing?
Yeah, that's it. Can I just say the
last thing? Can I just say the last thing? On top of the fact that you licensed that Whitney Houston picture, and that was so disrespectful. That was disrespectful.
I'll give you that one.
I thought that was in bad taste. I mean, I got
that
it.
That was terrible. That shit was terrible.
That's not
Wait,
what we do.
Let's take a station break.
Laia is black.
I am, because I love y'all. And y'all, too, but I just got priorities.
Okay, all right. So shifting gears. All right, so, Mark, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with, like, 90% of the shit that you say. Like,
here it comes. Here it comes.
You know, are you about to Jill Stein him?
You about to Jill Stein me. I already see the shit coming.
Hey.
You agree where I go, niggas Jill Stein me,
you, you know what a nigga start a question with a preface. You right. know what it is.
You know I respect you and everything. Hey. I right, fuck so look, with you, dog. Okay, however.
Right, so, question. All right. So, one, with two-part question for Jill Stein. Okay, one, nigga, what were you thinking? Two, how do you feel now that she done finessed everybody and run off on the plug? With all that money.
Well, I ain't giving no money. Look, it wasn't like I thought she was going to win. Like, like, I knew she wasn't going to win anyway.
Okay.
I didn't vote for her because she was going to be president. I voted for her because I needed to make a protest. And I also, hear me though, I also told everybody who was in a vulnerable state to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
I said, if you in California, vote for Donald Trump. If you in Texas, vote for Hillary Clinton. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you.
Vote your conscience in a state that don't matter. But in vote trade. So if I'm in Pennsylvania and we could lose Pennsylvania, then you vote for Hillary Clinton, but get somebody in Wyoming.
So what?
Do the messages.
So what state did you vote in? What state did you?
I voted in Pennsylvania.
And so who did you?
I respect the sanctity of the voting process. I will.
Her face right now.
Whoa!
I wish I could shift her face right now. Today.
You,
oh,
you the, mad? You mad? Y'all
I'm
mad?
Hurt. Are you hurt? It's like hurt.
I didn't do it.
Right?
But I don't say there was like 12 Green Party members. It's white people that made Donald Trump president. It was 15 Green Party people that
now
voted for Jill Stein.
So now voting doesn't matter, Mark Lamont?
No, I'm saying white people votes matter. They voted for white people.
Okay.
White people voted for white people. 12 black people voted for Green Party.
So, okay, so.
Telling me.
Okay, so you say it was a protest. What were you protesting?
A broken system where we have two candidates that ain't shit.
Okay.
And until we have a third party option.
But would you argue that, I think we all could argue, ain't one party a lot more ain't shit than the other one?
No, I think they equally ain't shit, and I think Donald Trump.
Shit.
No.
Hell no.
I think they equally ain't. Y'all are damn. I'm saying they equally ain't shit. However, Donald Trump is of a whole different sort.
That's true.
He's not Republican or Democrat. He's an ain't shit of a whole different thing.
So proving my point, like I think he's way more ain't shit than she is,
and that's
and
why
a lot more dangerous.
And that's why I told people in vulnerable states not to vote for him or Jill Stein.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't mixed. But black people smarter to do two things at once.
Mean,
so can I ask, do you have feelings about Ayanna? Have you aborted the Ayanna Pressley train yet? Have you heard of Ayanna Pressley?
Is that the conservative?
No, I'm predicting that she could possibly be the next president.
Oh, yes.
Who is this?
See, I'm thinking,
Ayanna Pressley. You want to get on early.
Where is she? Who is she? What state?
Think this is Barack circa 2002.
I ain't voting for no Democrats, so that's just me.
Wow, so, this is deep.
Okay, yeah, she's a third party member, but
so she's basically the Bitcoin of goddamn.
I feel
get
that
in now, nigga.
Imagine a sister. Imagine this is Barack 2002, and you know it's about to happen 2008. I feel as though Ayanna Pressley could.
And she's independent,
will,
so you.
I would vote for independent, yes.
So, okay, so why wouldn't you vote for a Democrat?
Because I think we need a third party.
I absolutely agree.
And
with
until
you
fund a third party, there won't be three options. So it's the same thing. Basically, what the Tea Party did was they created a third party, and then the third party took over the Republican Party. So now the Republican of 20 years ago is something different. We either got to make a third party on the left or take over the Democratic Party.
Is that in the process of happening?
Yeah.
Like, is it a small group of people that are putting this together like the Tea Party?
I think it's a big group of people. Okay. If you look at the radical shit that's happening, gay marriage. Ending bail. Legalizing weed.
This is really weird for me to hear what we're saying politically, but hearing trap music over there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It fits.
That's the best shit, right?
So I'm like, yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah, so we need the bail. I'm on a new level.
Right.
So go ahead. No, but this you were saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, that, I mean, that's basically, yeah. I think we got to take the shit over. That's all. And when you look at all the radical shit that's happening, that couldn't have happened 20 years ago if gay marriage, weed is legal around the country, it's decriminalized other places, bail is going. I mean, shit is moving the right way.
So how
but
do
it
we
doesn't
do
seem
that?
Focused to a party. It doesn't seem like everybody's thinking, oh, this is going on, so we should form a separate party.
We don't need to, though. I just said, I don't care about the party. Green Party ain't shit. I don't like the Green Party. It's a bunch of white. They asked me to run last time. I didn't run.
You can't run.
Wow. I turned it down. That's how Jill Stein ended up running, because I knew y'all was going to be looking at me like that. Y'all okay. Looking like that just for voting
so
for
wait,
this
wait,
shit.
Wait, wait,
if I had ran, I wouldn't even be allowed at the Roots Picnic.
How does one even come to the decision that we're going to choose you to do it? Like, how
I mean, dead ass, that's kind of how the Green Party does it.
Your Instagram followers?
Dead ass.
Like, is it just like roulette?
We were at a Green Party convention, which is a lot smaller than the Roots Picnic, and we were sitting there. We were smoking, too, right? And
yo, nigga, I'm fucking with the Green Party.
Shit. It's called the Green Party.
It's called the Green Party.
Why you think it's called the Green Party?
I mean, you dream that that's why it is, but you don't know if that's for real.
Oh, everybody at the Green Party smoke weed.
Man,
if they would have said that,
they'd have had everybody.
Come on, man. First of all, thank you for saying it, Mark.
Yeah. So we was going, and it was like, yo, nigga. They didn't say yo, nigga, but they said, yo, you should run. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I got other shit going on that don't pay no money, and I don't want black people looking at me like that.
I don't think black people would have been looking at you fucked up if you ran, though.
Wait a minute. They looking at me fucked up for voting the Green Party. You tell me if I ran
but
and Donald Trump became
you
president.
Would redefine
I think
it.
That's different. I think if you run for something, that's you. That's putting skin in the game. Like, uh-huh. I think that's something you're saying, like, listen, I'm going to step up. I'm going to make the change, whatever. Voting for a motherfucker you know ain't going to win. Like, I think that's why they look at it kind of funny.
Everywhere I go, black people harass me about the Green Party. If I buy a bag of weed, he'd be like, yo, what you think about that Green Party vote, nigga? Like, right now. If I run for president, nah, I'm good. That ain't my calling. I'm just saying,
though. I agree.
That ain't my
thing.
I feel you. That ain't my thing.
What is your thing?
Yeah.
What's the end game of Dr. Mark Lamont Hill? Now that you...
Yeah, I like creating stuff. I like writing books. I like speaking. I like, you know, doing work. I had a TV show for like 6 weeks.
Yo, okay, listen.
That was all right, wrong.
Speaking of TV show,
about
okay. Listen, nigga.
Yo, you are this nigga's like Drake with the diss already in the can and shit.
I got
five things waiting for this nigga.
Snowball in July. Go ahead, Parker. You've been away a long time.
No,
go ahead.
Fuck
go ahead.
All that.
Go ahead.
First
come
off,
on.
Mark Lamont Hill is my brother. I admire him. I'm not going to sit up here and diss nobody.
However,
I just had a question.
However,
listen, I had a question. Nigga, the R. Kelly interview.
Yes.
What? Just what was going through your mind? Like, when he just got up and walked up, like, nigga, what was that shit like?
I wasn't there. That's what everybody keeps thinking. I was at the interview.
That was
Caroline MT. And everybody's like, yo, why you ain't do the interview? Why was you scared? I was like, I hadn't worked there in 2 years.
Ah, okay. So that was
are you were going?
I was going. I wanted to do the interview. I tried to do the R. Kelly interview 2 years before.
Okay.
He sent me the albums. He said, I want you to listen to all my music as if I hadn't heard it. And he was like, I want you to do this interview. It's for his Best Of album. And I said, I got to ask you a question about you know what? And he's
yeah.
like, what are you talking about? Nigga.
Come on.
You know what the fuck
you
I'm
know
talking
two
about.
Things, right? Step in the name of love and pee on people's kids, right? So,
like. You know what the fuck we're talking
like,
about, nigga.
This wasn't a tough one. And I said, like, yo, I got to ask the question. And he was like, I don't answer questions about that. That stuff is over. We've dealt with that.
Wow.
And then he left. He hung up the phone. We ain't talked since. I ain't seen R. Kelly talk to him since.
So his wow. publicist okay. just had blind trust on whoever. Who was the woman that interviewed?
Caroline Madarasi Tehran.
I forgot. She. Yeah, I forgot it was her.
It was an Iranian woman, I think.
He did the tour race shit, so.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, true.
That was funny.
That's
that
the greatest
funny.
Interview ever.
Ever.
Do you like young girls?
How young
we talking?
That's how we talking.
Yeah. How are we talking?
This nigga said how young we talking.
Spell that's, young. That's what, I don't like, really know how
that's when you fire your publicist.
Like 19?
I mean,
this is the most rapid fire Questlove
oh,
Supreme.
Oh, awesome. This is great. This is great.
We want well, Fonte love
Kanye
it.
Did the Green Party to R. Kelly.
Right. Yo, I love it. But no, man, I feel you. I think like running. I just don't think that people would look at you funny if you ran.
Okay.
I understand why you want to run.
If I ran for office and then Donald Trump became president for a second term, what would y'all do? Whoop my ass. Exactly.
Shaking heads.
Why
LA
would they whoop your ass though? Like.
Oh, because you think he would beat you?
He beat Hillary
well,
Clinton.
That's true.
He beat a
but
rich
he
white
the
woman.
The Russians. Do you think this can happen twice? That's, I mean.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm with
see,
it.
But
the
thing is,
I think this is out of. We're clearly seeing the results of rigging the election. Like that the season three of Scandal, where you know. No, I hate to bring it there, but I'm just saying that. This is more, I don't think this is just about like, well, you know, white women voted Trump in. I feel even that the our election system has been rigged and, oh, yeah. and tampered with.
Oh,
yeah. So it's
oh, you mean Scandal for real. I see
yeah. Yeah.
So, Yes, exactly. So it's, I think it's even beyond that. So.
So here's how you fix it.
Oh.
You get rid of Electoral College.
Okay. Yes.
You let voting happen for 7 days. You have a national day off to vote. And the person with the most votes wins. That shit seems real simple to me.
Yeah. I think it'd even be better if you just made like a concert or a festival or something, like Vote Fest. Like how you do, like how you do the
Lollapalooza Vote?
Yeah, like how you used to have the Budweiser Superfest. And like,
ooh, I missed that.
We
that
can get
good.
Charlie Wilson. Yeah. Yes. Just have him perform.
Voteroo.
Come vote. Voteroo. Yeah.
Voteroo.
Yeah, get, you know, get some barbecue.
Or the Vote Picnic. Either way.
Yeah, I'm with it. But no, that makes sense. Just popular vote. Just
popular
whoever
vote.
Wins.
Whoever,
gets
whoever the people want to win should be president. Like, that shit ain't complicated. Like,
so what? Do you not even just care about the midterms at this point, Ben? Because
no, we better care about the midterms.
I was asking you. That's what I was saying to you.
Everybody act like the midterms. That's the shit that actually matters. Just like state elections matter. Like, that's how y'all end up without bathrooms for gay people or transgender folk. That's how you end up with schools fucked up. That's how you end up with libraries
tax.
Closed, soda tax.
Soda tax.
How do you,
yo,
decide?
Wow. Oh, yeah, it is. So, with, yeah, I forgot
with
about
the way,
that. Yeah.
With the way that social media is so rapid and so quick.
Like this interview?
How can you? Yes. How do you decide on which causes to get behind when you, it's almost like gun to your head, you know, we want instant, I mean, people want instant Kanye reviews in 30 seconds
right.
and yeah. listening. How do you have the time to thoroughly look up research on who you're going to champion? Because you've done a lot of social justice work for people to get fair trials, even outside of Pennsylvania and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, outside the country.
So how...
I think the key.
How do you research it?
Oh, I think that there are independent organizations now that will help with that. That's one thing you do. The second thing is, you. I think there has to be a list of issues that we care about that we prioritize as a community. It doesn't have to be all black people don't see the same, but it's some shit we all care about: closing down prisons, funding public education, reducing taxes for
well,
for
is
the
it,
vulnerable.
Okay, well, is it closing down prisons or reforming prisons?
I'm an abolitionist. I want to shut them all down.
How do you treat justice then?
Some niggas need to be in jail. But
I disagree.
But it's just,
I disagree.
Okay, so what's the alternative?
Coffee table book.
Right, that's the
some niggas
one.
Need to that's be in jail. Chapter. That's shit.
That's a
no,
chapter.
Like straight up. It's yo. But okay, so I'm here. I'm curious to hear your take.
Everybody asked me. All right, so couple things. All right, so I'll tell you the fast answer. The way you shut down all prisons is one, you fund the things to stop people from going to prison, right? People go to prison when they don't have books, when they don't have schools, when they don't have arts, when they don't have big brothers, big sisters, when they don't have sports, all that shit, right? So you invest in shit that stops you from going to prison. The next thing you do is you decarcerate. You get people out of prison. How do you do that?
Okay.
Bail. 80% of people who are in jail right now, not prison, but jail, are there because they can't afford to not be in jail.
Absolutely.
Right?
So the Cleve Browder situation.
Exactly. Cleve Browder, exact times a million, right? So you decarcerate, work release, supervised study, community-based dispute resolution. If I steal your TV, right, I don't need to sit in a cage for 2 years. You still ain't got no TV. Right, we have to find a way to make you whole again. Decarcerate, and then excarceration, which means no longer using the prison as the primary mechanism to resolve things. So
I hear the prison thing. So somebody does something like they kill somebody that's near to you, dear to you, God forbid. What do you do?
See, that's the wrong question. People always ask that, right?
When I don't mean what do you down. Do, like what do you go
no,
like,
no,
I'm
no,
going
to
kill a nigga.
No, but whenever people decide public policy, right, some shit like death penalty, they be like, what would you do if somebody went in your house, murdered your whole family, killed your dog?
The worst case scenario.
Threw away your songs in the key of life, right? Because right. they want to get you so charged
well,
up.
Well, no, I don't, first of all, I don't believe in the death penalty. Like, I don't, I'm not death penalty, but I believe in jail, nigga. Like,
why?
See, but here's the thing. All right, so if you look at the Genesis.
How much have you got there, Mark Lamont Hill?
So if you look. I think I see your point, because if you look at the history of police or the lynch mob or justice, it was grounded in slavery.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, already the seeds of our justice system is already.
I saw the 13th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is corrupt. So.
Exactly.
But that's a lot
and it doesn't
of work.
Rehabilitate. It doesn't do anything.
But that's a lot. What you're saying, like, it's the simpleness of the sentences, but the work that it would take to convince these people.
But we're doing it.
But they're doing it in Australia.
Yeah.
I read a report this morning. Like,
so what are they doing? What's in Australia?
Australia's murder rate was crazy, 89, 90, 90. And they dealt with gun control, and suddenly their stuff, their crime is
down. You hear the way our president disrespected
another great idea. You don't want to kill
the head of Australia, though? He fucking disrespected the shit out of him.
Did he?
Yeah, President Trump.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh,
because he's Trump.
Wow. Yeah, gun control, that's another thing. Like, I just don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe I don't know if we'll see it in our lifetime. Maybe, like, our kids.
We are seeing it in our lifetime, though. That's the thing. Abolition is happening. when you get rid of the bail system in a federal level, like Obama did, when you get rid of privatized prisons, when you start giving drug treatment because white kids are on heroin and opioids.
Oh,
and
yeah,
shit.
Nah, they didn't switch it up now.
That's like, that's moving toward
but
abolition.
Trump has switched it on them too. Like he said, I was going to help y'all out too.
He said, fuck that.
Fuck the opioid folks too. He just
wow. Wow. I did not know that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Damn, white folk, they in trouble too.
Yo, what's up? This is Fonte, Fontigolo from Team Supreme. Black representation in media is very important to me. I think it's important to have our stories told by people who look like us and who have shared in our common experiences. Some of my earliest influences were Donnie Simpson. I would also say Tom Joyner, Angela Stribling, Sherry Carter. They were just people who told our stories with a lot of class and dignity and were big inspirations to me. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast, The Center Black Voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. Wherever you get podcasts.
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? No, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at Airbnb.com/host.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segee, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
So let's
let's have some good fun.
Let's be
some
more
serious.
Let's
talk some frothy
stuff.
Can I ask y'all about Pusha T album? That's what I wanted to know about.
Let's talk about it.
I was gonna push it. Not the album is amazing, by the way. I love the album. But what about the beef? That's what I want to know about. Where y'all
Drake
as artists? Where y'all at with that?
Listen, bro. Let me say this. Once you mention a man's fiance on record, anything goes.
You know what's funny?
Wait. You can't like Pusha T is a 41-year-old nigga with braids. In the year of our Lord 2018.
Amen.
And you gonna mention that from Virginia. He from the South. He a country nigga
and
like
real
me.
Real Virginia, not close to D.C.
No, real Virginia. Like he a country
like
nigga
Big
like me.
Virginia.
Yeah, you mention that man's fiance by name, first and last name? Shit. What? Nah, bro. That you don't do that. Or if you do that, you have to be prepared for whatever the fuck comes next.
Including missing children?
Yes, nigga.
I mean, that just seemed like the next level.
You know mentioned,
wait,
nigga.
Catch me up. I'm the not, missing kids, what?
So I kind of briefly spoke to him, just a little bit.
Of course you did.
You know, I told him both. Like, I'm Switzerland in this joint.
Oh, you You gotta stay out of this shit, Amir.
Yeah, I'm totally out. But Mitchell I will is say, out. But I will say, that extra, the extra,
just I'm just disgusted with your absentee fatherhood, nigga.
When, that last, in whatever, where he said like, you know, make her your world or whatever. I was like, that was super ignorant. Like, you know,
that was
to amazing. All the saliva.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah, because it's like that's the first time I laughed at a diss. Like, I normally don't laugh at diss. Normally, your mouth is open, like, what the hell did he just say? But, you know, I don't know, because it's like I don't feel as though gunplay is going to happen or whatever happened to what's his name this morning in New York?
Chief Keef. He got shot at.
What happened to Chief Keef?
He got shot at. But he didn't get shot.
That happened every day, I'm sure, for him.
Yeah. But is it as bad as Super Ugly? Because that was kind of the standard of too far.
You know what? Super Ugly. Okay. I had this debate with one of my homies. Super Ugly, Jay caught the backlash from that because Nas hadn't taken it to that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, up until that point, it was just simple rap shit. Like, nigga, I rap better than you. You suck. You ugly. Whatever.
Nas, if you talk about someone's physical features.
But that's, nigga, that's whatever. Like, I mean, that's just playing the dozens. I mean, first off, let's be clear.
He said Fox got you out because you kept your face in a puss. That's invoking sexual innuendo.
He did say that, but he still didn't cross the line in terms of talking about another person's family members.
Because he ain't fuck his family members.
I mean, still.
He's been resources.
What do you feel about the hyperbole of like, you know, people already say that Drake's diss was like the greatest since Ether or whatever, like. For some reason, Ether. I think the idea of Ether.
Yeah, no.
Is
Ether,
bigger than
listen,
what
man,
Ether was.
Ether fucking sucked. Okay,
like, no, let me just put it this.
Ether fucking sucked.
No.
But listen, bro. Listen.
Time out.
The front row.
Wait. Real quick. All you naysayers, raise your hand. All you naysayers.
That think Ether was a great song.
All you naysayers of Ether.
That think Ether was a great diss. Raise your hand.
If you disagree with Fonte, raise your hand.
Cool.
Is there an eight?
Fonte, did you write
is
it?
Is there an
no,
eight?
Hell no, like, time I didn't write it. If I'd have wrote it, that shit would have been hot.
Is there an eight in the third digit of your birth year? Is there an eight in the third digit of your birth year?
You got to understand. Listen, let me just get kind of, listen, nigga.
Ether don't suck.
I came up on the era of no Vaseline, nigga. Yeah. Ice Cube dissed N.W.A. over a fucking disco track, nigga, and laid them niggas to waste. It wasn't no fucking this, like, all that ticky-tick damn Ron Browse beat. Nigga, that shit wasn't hot.
You sound a real old head rapper over there.
I can sound like, listen, let me be clear. It's cool. Nigga, I do this.
He does. You do this.
I'm not speaking from just.
You is Fonte.
With all due respect, you misremembering some shit, though.
What am I misremembering?
No.
What am I misremembering?
Are you challenging the almanac?
I did not like Ether at. As a musician, I listen to music first.
Right.
Well, lyrically.
Thank you.
But lyrically,
that shit was whatever. That shit was unfocused. That nigga was mad.
You thought it was trash, too?
I don't understand this conversation.
Nigga, that shit was not
trash.
Hot.
She say it's trash, too. It's
trash.
Three trash. Fuck, can I get a five trash? Can
that
I get
five shit was
trash?
Not
hot. Five trash, six trash.
Okay, what did I misremember?
Most of the takeover was about Mobb Deep. So... even if you take out some of Nas's weaker bars, there's still more content against Jay-Z. Then the best shit on Takeover was about Mobb Deep. Think about that shit.
What with the you was a ballerina?
No,
the
no.
I seen you.
You need more people. Shit, still people shit. They still.
No,
say
he
it.
Went at Nas on the third verse.
The one hot that whole breaking down his career.
I made it a
shit.
Hot song, and the other was meh.
One was
the
other was
ill.
And you telling me there's not enough comparable content?
His business in facts. Level of whatever his retort was for me, that was enough. I don't know, but then again, you know what? People forget about the very first Jay-Z diss that Nas did.
Yes, with on freeway the Cisco, to Memphis. Yeah, that shit was basura. Yeah. That didn't need to happen.
Yeah, but I you don't remember that, do you?
No, I just remember that I was with you when we first heard Ether for the first time, and I just remembered that you was a little hype, but that's okay.
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
are you misremembering too, sir?
Oh.
We was in the car. I think Common was there too.
Alternative
I'm just saying.
Facts.
Yeah, but alternative it was, facts. I mean, my mouth was open like, oh, this is really happening. Right. But, you know, like, I don't like Ether. I hate Hit Him Up. No, that's, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
hit
you.
Him up. Is,
no, hit him up, nigga. No,
hit him up.
Listen,
no,
listen.
Hit
him, first up, hit, hit him up's first crime is the fact that he's rhyming over.
Don't
the
look
most,
any further.
But the no, the most like you know when you go on iTunes and you get the karaoke version of a song. Like I'm like wow wow like it's like. On the Cosby Show, when they need some like, wait, too
oh,
soon.
Oh yeah, yeah,
too
soon.
Too soon. Sorry.
But they need some what?
No, we still watch the
on
Cosby
a sitcom.
Show.
No, there's nowhere available. I'm just saying on a sitcom when they need like some
sound-alike shit,
a sound-alike
right.
dance yeah. track.
Like, yeah, it was no, it was he. He yeah, Pac, Hit 'Em Up was
that's
him
why I hated Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah, over the karaoke version of Don't Look Any
Further.
The best
part of Hit 'Em Up is the speech at the end. It's not the bars.
Right, yeah, just
and it's the disrespect to saying I'm not even gonna finish rapping. I'm gonna let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass bad boy.
But that shit was,
that shit was amazing.
I was not.
I'm scared to say this, but I kind of like the Drake against Meek. I know I'm in the wrong place, but I
Drake
just,
against
she's
Meek.
She's from DC.
But at that moment, I still say that Drake killed Meek.
I mean, that's not that's indisputable.
That is, yeah, that's
and that, wait. So I okay. I just
no, Drake killed Meek. I love okay. Meek, but Drake won that battle.
Yeah, he won
okay.
the battle.
I just
won
wasn't
battle.
Sure if that was still the result because I haven't
yeah,
been the Billy since he got out of jail.
I just don't think. I don't think that Meek knew better because Meek was actually playing by the rules.
Right.
Like
right.
He thought that was Meek's one mistake was that Meek actually thought, oh, we were playing by a rule book, which is like,
nigga,
you have to write your own lyrics.
There is no rule book. It's over. Yeah. There's no rule book.
How you feel, Bill?
Can, so I, give a, can
Steve,
I give a full circle
Steve
moment?
Steven, not
what's
enough.
Up?
I just saw a T-shirt that said, I miss the old Kanye.
I think we should check nice. Steve's sugar.
So that happened.
So do you? I actually thought that Drake would have, a genius move on Drake's behalf would have been to release something the night of Kanye's record on
yes.
Friday the 1st. That's what I thought was going to happen.
He don't give
I, don't think, I don't think he got nothing to give because now it's beyond bars. It's like some Maury Povich shit. He got to go find dirt on
Maury
Povich.
Oh, he's looking.
Oh, he's he got
to
be.
Nigga, that nigga going to have to call Nardwar. He gonna have to, yeah. Ain't he Canadian too? Ain't Nardwar Canadian?
Yeah. Nardwar can find anything.
There you go.
Nardwar can find anything.
We gonna act like we know who y'all talking about.
Nardwar, he
you don't watch
the interviews.
Don't
get all
the
quiet
internet.
And weird.
Do you guys know who Nardwar is?
Y'all know it. Y'all listen
they
to podcasts. I would assume
all,
y'all know
they all
Nardwar
watch Jesus and Meryl too. I'm just saying. You
know, Nardwar is he's a human serviant. That's
yeah,
what
he
calls
he
himself.
Just, like,
he's a walking. I mean, he makes me a bumbling idiot. He's a walking Wikipedia. He knows
Rural
everything
Drake.
About
Mark,
your life.
Did you know who that was?
Nope.
Okay, see, I don't feel
oh,
bad.
Wow.
I was just Mark. I was just going to nod and look like I ain't.
Yeah.
Thank you for exposing me.
Dr. No, Mark,
I
that's
needed,
what I do
I
the whole
friend.
Show.
I needed a friend. Yeah.
I nod and look like I know what I'm talking
I'm playing
about.
Again.
It works.
What
I'm just proud to not know it. That's it, the, that
that's not true. That's proud. A bad, that's I mean, a Chris Rock just, joke. I'm proud to know.
You just said it like with pride and alacrity. Yes, I do
so.
Not know who
I
Nardwar
is. I was proud
is.
To know that a smart person who was considered smart amongst the
he's
public.
A doctor.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, but he's
was
busy
with
saving
me in
prisoners.
My
I wouldn't expect him to waste time on
I
YouTube.
I graduated
he's
high school at 16.
Prisoners.
You can
right.
kiss my ass, Questlove.
Okay, whatever. Okay,
sweaty.
I'm sorry. Let's land the plane. Will we ever overcome?
Amir, your golf ball's here.
Will we ever overcome?
Can we, as a people,
not all of us,
overcome?
If there's a mountaintop, we all ain't gonna fit.
Who should we leave when the revolution comes? Who's coming and who ain't coming?
Kanye ain't coming.
I don't know how
Thank
to
you.
Answer.
Kanye
Thank
ain't
you.
Coming. I've already stated in a previous episode. Michael McDonald is coming with me.
Michael McDonald?
I'm saving
Can
Michael
I
McDonald.
Come?
I'm comfortable with that choice.
Oh, an unpaid bill.
Thank
my
you.
Brother. Oh, absolutely.
Me yeah. and Michael McDonald.
We gonna have to think about
I
Steve.
Heard it Shine Sweet Freedom. By.
Well,
I love Michael McDonald. Go ahead.
Well, okay. I'm just saying, how do we overcome?
I think we're going to be all right, man. I always say, I've never been, this year anyway, I've been saying, like, I've never been more confident than I am right now that we're going to be all right, that we're going to win.
Okay.
And I think because the time is so bad, the moment is so dark, we're organized, we're coming together, and we're going to be successful. I really believe that.
Oh, can I ask you, as a owner of a coffee shop
and bookstore, where New York
bookstore.
best selling authors can come and do their books, especially books about food, this shit would be amazing.
I told you about going to them black bookstores.
I'm gonna have you come.
Yeah, I'm planning it. All right. Like,
let's do
we're
it.
We're not done.
Your book is dope. No, seriously, your book is dope.
We're
not
done.
We
just came out a month and a half ago.
I know, but you got like 7 books.
No, but the new joint is amazing. Seriously, check it out. It's on the front shelf at Uncle Bobby's. It's dope.
Now I'm gonna go read it. I'm gonna read it.
Yes, I will come at. I will do it. But as an owner
yes.
of a coffee shop and a bookstore, did you feel as though anything came of that May 25th
Star-
Starbucks
fiasco?
Symposium?
Oh.
No, I mean, it was good for us. I mean, our business is almost double in the weeks after.
That's great.
I've not been to Starbucks since.
Yeah, me either. And a lot of black folk are like, I don't want to go to Starbucks. Right?
Damn.
And it's not even good coffee. That's the other thing.
I went the next day and got a free banana.
I get the tall white chocolate mocha with no whipped cream.
Do you do it at the Charlotte airport?
No, hell no. I just get one right around the street from the crib.
Do you get Java chips in it? Because you know Java chips.
I don't even know what that is.
One more time, what do you get?
I get the tall white chocolate mocha with no whipped cream. It's delicious.
That is the bougiest liquor I've ever heard in my life, man.
That's what I get.
Because I want something. It's just like if I need that pick me up, like to get me over that hump when I got to pick my children up from school.
A white?
Hey, man, the white chocolate mocha. Hey, my nigga, it changed your life.
Java chips. I'm telling you, add Java chips. It changed your
what
life.
What is that? Was it chocolate chips?
It's a chocolate chip, but at Starbucks, they call it Java
chips. Y'all were Howard University for like 3 seconds, and y'all went straight to Harvard, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I got to. Sorry.
That's the mobile out there.
All of us.
Anyway,
we all black today. So, what's your coffee? You got a coffee shop. What's your drink? What's your coffee drink?
I don't really drink coffee like that, but I do espresso.
You sound like a drug dealer.
How the fuck you own it?
Yeah. I don't really smoke crack like that, but you know.
How do you own a coffee shop and not drink coffee?
Goddamn. Yeah.
I feel you. I'm not a coffee. I do it only to stay up.
Like functionally, right. That's how I do it.
I need coffee before I tape a show.
That sounds like cocaine.
You drink milk with coffee.
No, seriously. Like, before we shoot the Tonight Show, I got to do a shot of espresso to stay up.
Okay.
That's what I do. Usually when I go to movies. I love going to movies a lot, but then...
Nah, me too.
Oh, yeah. You've done that to me too.
Yeah, I know.
That's because
you
don't
every
sleep.
Woman in my life, I felt. Yeah, I get it. Okay, yeah, I sleep.
So tell us, man. So what do you do? Like, I know, like, if you're known as like the professor, like the smart dude, people want to have you talk about smart shit.
I hate that shit.
I know, and I know you're
right. If you sit on a plane with somebody, they want to talk about politics the whole ride. I'm sure you get it with music too. People ask you like,
no.
Yeah. Really?
I get it with music. All dude, niggas like, who's your top five? Like, nigga, I don't know.
I don't listen to music.
Let's talk about billions.
But it's created the perception that I'm serious. Wait, even when we were at the airport and you said that all right, what happens when, you said I curved you.
Yeah, yeah.
At the airport.
He's the master of not recognizing me everywhere.
Well, Amir is oblivious. He doesn't do it on purpose. He's
trying to recognize everybody.
No, I get it.
I roll by myself, and when I'm in public alone, like, I don't travel with an entourage. I'm airport by myself. So it's sometimes you just have a wall of defense, and it wasn't registered.
And you look off. Yeah. I was like, hey, what's up, man? He was like, greetings.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pause.
No, he told me.
Amir. We've been at the airport together.
You changed your hairstyle.
You and people go to the airport together on the same
We did a Hamilton shoot together.
You fucking don't recognize me.
I thought you were Lin-Manuel's accountant or something.
I could be your accountant. Fuck you.
Because you don't look around. You be having blinders and you be focused.
Yeah.
That's what Amir is.
Focused on nothing.
So what do you do for fun, man? What do you do for fun?
Abolitionist.
I don't know what you finna say.
Right. <yeah.
laughs> I don't know what you finna say. Nah, chill.
Well, talk about it on the radio.
Same shit everybody does. I listen to music. I go to movies. I go out.
You put dollars in?
I don't really do that as much. That's another thing, man. Strip club.
I did last night.
What the fuck?
I ain't been a strip club in a year.
I went to Vanity.
Yeah, well, you know Onyx is under construction. So,
what?
Yeah, it's under construction.
I heard Onyx was
so where are the Onyx girls?
Onyx
what?
So where's Montana?
Yo, I'm just good for one second.
Montana's now down
there. You did an Instagram story.
The new joint at the 3rd and Gerard.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Dr. Mahill's giving us an update on where the strippers have moved from Onyx. I need you guys to chill for a second. Where is Montana?
Montana's at a new spot on 3rd and Gerard. That's my. We feel like she's like family.
Know,
you know what I mean?
Everybody went to school, man.
Yeah. That's right. A girl. But it's the worst thing when you go to strip club and like they want to like talk to you. Like, I'll be like, you be lap dance. And they'd be like, yo, I really love you. I love what you do for the community, brother.
Yes.
Then I feel like
they respect you.
Right.
I love what you do for the community.
Yo. No, that's
I love what you do.
No, now bust it open for a real nigga.
Dude. No, she gave me a lap dance. And she said,
dog,
yo.
Last night I was good for 90 minutes. And then she was like, I know you from somewhere.
Oh, it's a wrap then.
And I was like, but my hair was braided. And I was good. And then like, end of the night.
It fucks up the whole.
I love what you do for the culture. I was like, ah. Check, please.
Then you feel all guilty and shit.
Check, please.
This girl told me I was her graduation speaker.
Wow.
She was like, this is
wow.
Like.
Wow.
To be clear, I swear to God, on my
mind.
What
mom. Did you talk about? Do you remember?
Clearly, it wasn't a good enough speech.
It wasn't something.
Clearly, it was a shitty ass speech.
Good luck and Godspeed.
She working her way through college.
This maybe that's I don't go. In, I don't. I ain't been to strip club in years, but I'm just saying, like when I went, that's why I stopped
Dr.
going.
Dr. Mark Lyon.
The last time I was supposed to go was with you.
Alternative
because we never
facts.
Went.
We never went. And I ain't been since. It's been years. Years. Wow.
So then we never gonna go.
All I'm saying is that after this interview,
we're
I
going
would
to a strip club.
Thoroughly vote for Mark Lyon.
Yo, that's
you like weed and hoes, nigga.
Can we do that poll? Can we do that? So now, after the interview, who gonna vote for Dr. Mark Lamont Hill?
Thank you.
All right, listen, I'm running. Turn the tide.
That's all it took.
Anyway, all right. So,
oh my God,
am I wrapping up the show right now?
TV movies. What you on? What you watch?
I ain't got nothing going on right now. Oh, what about
what you watch? What am I watching, man?
I ain't watching shit right
Netflix,
now.
Evil Genius, Netflix.
Mostly Netflix stuff.
What's up with Evil Genius?
It's great.
That's about the pizza.
It's about crazy white people.
Right?
You'll love it.
I tried to watch the other one too.
Favorite topic
about the Indian dude that was finessing all them white people who had the coke.
Wild Wild Country.
Oh, Wild Wild Country.
Also crazy white people.
Wait, what's her
Wild
name?
Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country. Get into it.
Yes.
If you're from Oregon, move away.
You have to watch Wild Wild Country.
Yes, you
do. Wild Wild Country.
Change your life.
That one, I kind of like. That was cool. Billions on Showtime. That's my shit.
And y'all Game of Thrones people?
Oh, yeah.
I missed it.
No, it's not. They not.
I've never watched it.
I've never watched it either.
Yeah, me neither.
Because I always end up watching the shit late. Like, I watched The Wire like 5 years later, but now I'm addicted to it.
How the fuck? Yeah.
Does Dr. Mark Lamont Hill watch The Wire?
Wait, did you just ask Bill how does he?
Is that Bill who said that?
Yeah.
Because white people love The Wire more than black people do.
White people
adore The Wire.
White people love The Wire.
Right.
On behalf of white people,
I understand now.
I love
The Wire. I understand now.
I get it, Bodie.
This shit's real. I love it. Bodie, fuck you.
Okay.
Dr. Mark, let's get it together. We'll go to the strip club.
Dr. Mark.
Golf cart to the strip club. Dr. Mark, let's do it.
Dr. Mark, okay. I would like to thank you for coming in.
I love Dr.
It's
Mark.
It's a pleasure, man.
Last
I appreciate
minute.
You.
Van Jones, ladies and gentlemen, Van Jones. Give it up for Van Jones.
Van Jones don't look like this in his T-shirt.
Oh. Okay.
I'm glad to have my family back in the house.
Fonte's good to have
you back. Yes.
Fonte's shelf is done.
Jeans, baby.
I'm glad to be back, man.
Follow
Sugar Steve on the Sugar Network.
Sugar has been fucking Instagram storing the whole bitch.
Yeah, the
yeah, we were doing a cross episode right now.
Yeah,
you can turn my music up. By the way, I'm trying to do the out theme of the show. Anyway, thank you on behalf of Unpaid Bill and Laia,
still broke,
and Boss Bill, who's not here.
Get better,
Boss Bill.
Anyway, give it up, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Lamont Hill.
Give it up for the hardworking Quest Love who brought us this picnic every
Stay goddamn tuned
for the
week.
I have more fires to put out. I'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah, y'all.
There's a bunch of unannounced guests and blah, 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 blah. It should be fun.
I heard comments coming.
And try to smoke wings from over there.
Yeah, we're not spoiler alert. We don't know who's coming. Anyway, thank you very much on behalf
Legend
of Quest Love Supreme, only on Pandora.
Shit.
We'll see you on the next go round.
Peace. Love you. Yeah, yo.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. This classic episode was produced by the team at Pandora. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.